From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At approximately 6:30 a.m. local time on Friday, a car bomb blast in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers and wounded scores of other people. Local television showed a large plume of smoke filling the air at the explosion site of what is believed to be a police checkpoint. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility, but state-run Anadolu News Agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, a listed terrorist organization that's believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. Also in the region, U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they're withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River, a day after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive on the town of Jarbulus. As VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb explains, the Kurds have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the fight against Islamic State, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists, allied with separatist Turkish Kurd factions.
Turkey has blamed Islamic State for brutal attacks on its people, including the attack on Istanbul's airport that killed dozens earlier this year. But Turkey also has been attacked for decades by the Kurdish terror group known as the PKK. The U.S. separates Syrian Kurdish rebels and the PKK, a distinction Turkey has not made. The Pentagon is working to keep all allies fighting against one common enemy.
We remain focused on ISIL, and we believe all of our partners are as well.
The border attack marks an uptick in Turkish involvement in the fight against Islamic State, but officials are uncertain whether this increased involvement will continue once IS is removed from the border and Kurdish fighters fall back to positions across.